I'm Hayden Savage for ECNN. Time now for your latest news update. Today is Tuesday, January 25th. A woman was arrested in Fulton County on battery charges. According to court documents filed within the county, Sergeant Jason Jordan was dispatched to a residence on Morgan Trail near Hardy, Arkansas on January 12th for a possible domestic disturbance. Sergeant Jordan and Deputy Dakota McGrew met with the person who called in the complaint. Officers noticed the caller had dry blood coming from his left ear, and when he was asked about it, he said that he walked into his living room and saw the suspect standing near the front door. The suspect was identified as 42-year-old Shannon Asher. The victim told Asher she wasn't supposed to be at the residence and needed to leave before he called 911. Asher refused to leave and followed the victim to the bathroom. While in the bathroom, the victim stated that Asher attacked him while making the call to emergency services. Police went to Asher's parents' home to try and locate her, but she was not there. She called the sheriff's office later that evening, and Sergeant Jordan arranged a time for her interview to hear Asher's side of the story. On January 13th, Asher did not come to the sheriff's office for the interview, and that's when the process of filing charges began. She faces a charge of felony second-degree battering. Her bond was set at $5,000. The Missouri State Highway Patrol reports the arrest of a woman on drug charges in Ozark County. Arrest records show 28-year-old Mariah Bennett of Gainesville, Missouri, faces charges for felony possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, misdemeanor possession of marijuana, misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia, no insurance, and no seatbelt. Bennett was taken to the Ozark County Jail and was later released. A woman was arrested by the Izard County Sheriff's Office on drug charges. According to court documents filed within the county, Drug Task Force Special Agent Blake Cruz traveled to the Izard County Sheriff's Department to work a drug-related case that he was advised of the day before. According to a statement of probable cause by Deputy Evan Jones, he was dispatched to a one-vehicle crash with injury on Campground Road in Oxford. Dispatch advised the deputy that the first responder teams were on the scene and couldn't locate anyone at the crash site, but it was later relayed that a woman had returned to the scene. Once Deputy Jones arrived at the crash site, he observed a Chevrolet Impala in a field that had run through a barbed wire fence. He also observed a woman staggering on the road and was rambling incoherently. The woman identified herself as 38-year-old Christina Copes and said that her husband, Timothy Copes, was the driver who crashed the vehicle. When asked where her husband was, she stated she didn't know, but at the time of the incident, Timothy Copes was in the Izard County Detention Center. Copes failed to mention that her 10-year-old daughter was in the car at the time of the crash. The child left the scene and traveled to a nearby residence for help, saying that she and her mother had been in an accident and her mother was unresponsive. The child stated that her mother's eyes began rolling and she began shaking. The child also said that when her mother became unresponsive, she grabbed the steering wheel, but Copes' foot was still on the accelerator, and that's when they crashed through the barbed wire fence. Copes was taken to the Izard County Detention Center, and that's when authorities found a baggie containing a white crystalline substance as well as drug paraphernalia. She is charged with felony possession of a controlled substance, meth cocaine. Her bond was set at $10,000. The Thayer Police Department has released its final statistics for 2021. According to a social media post by Thayer PD, officers responded to 2,129 calls for service, 66 motor vehicle crashes, and booked a total of 240 inmates. The post also stated that 96 were housed for felony charges or warrants, 105 were housed for misdemeanor charges or warrants, and 31 other inmates were counted. To view the total breakdown of the numbers, find this story on the ECNN News app. The Highland Police Department is warning its citizens of possible counterfeit money being passed around Sharp County. According to Highland Police Chief Shane Russell, the bills are mostly small. If you believe you have been given or received counterfeit money, you are urged never to return the bill to the passer and contact your local police department or county sheriff's office. You should only surrender the bill to a properly identified police officer or Secret Service special agent. On Monday evening, a Williford, Arkansas man was injured in a one-vehicle motorcycle crash. According to crash reports, a 2004 Suzuki motorcycle driven by 51-year-old Edwards Foster of Williford was traveling eastbound on Highway 142, 1 mile east of Gatewood, when the vehicle ran off the right side of the roadway, overturned, and ejected the driver. Foster had serious injuries after the crash and was taken by survival flight to NEA Baptist Memorial Hospital in Jonesboro for treatment. In early December, the Missouri Department of Transportation announced its plans to replace the Highway 63 bridge in Howe County near Brandsville and are still asking for public comment. Interested persons can comment or review the project in detail at modot.org/Howe County Bridge. The project is expected to start in February of 2023, with construction beginning as early as spring of 2023. Traffic will continue to use the existing structure during construction. The new bridge will be constructed on a new alignment slightly south of the existing bridge. As the new bridge is tied into existing pavement, flaggers or temporary signals will guide traffic through the work zone. For more information and how to contact area project engineers, visit our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. State Democrats in Missouri expressed surprise and optimism about Governor Parson's budget recommendations he made on Monday, but they think the state could make better use of a historic amount of federal funding thanks to COVID relief payments. The House Minority Leader, Crystal Quaid, says she takes issues with the governor's assertion that the budget will ensure public schools will be fully funded because it shortchanges the cost of busing students.
As long as state funding for student transportation costs remains nearly $182 million underfunded, the claim of fully funding is just a fantasy.
Quaid also says that Democrats believe the governor should expand funding for public transportation, affordable housing, as well as mental health services for children, healthcare workers, and educators. Representative Peter Meredith says the 5% expansion in higher education spending Parson recommends is not enough to address the cuts of 14% made over the last decade. He said that theme runs throughout the budget.
We have an opportunity to make up for that neglect for the last 10 years and put real dollars into the state of Missouri, into the people of Missouri, into higher ed, into our K-12, into things like early childhood education and after-school programming that will actually grow us for the future.
Meredith says more funding will be necessary to make up for losses not just in education, but for public transportation and worker pay as well. I'm Hayden Savage for ECNN. Get more news, sports, and weather on our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Streaming live on all your devices, including Amazon Alexa, Echo Dot, Google Smart Speakers, the ECNN News app, and more. We're everywhere you need us. Don't forget to drive carefully through work zones on the highways and watch for workers. At ECNN, we care.